He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the February the 25th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. At the epicenter today of politics here in South Carolina, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where there will be a debate tonight just across the harbor from us in downtown Charleston. So all eyes on South Carolina. Well, the market's been all over the place here this morning. Wow, it's hard to keep track. Right now, if we take a snapshot, the Dow is up 81 points. And it's at 28,043. And I gave out some critical support numbers yesterday from a technical point of view. And so far, those support levels are holding. Over at the S&P, we are up 6 points right now at 3232 after yesterday's big 1,000-point sell-off in the Dow. The NASDAQ is up 37 points today. That puts the NASDAQ at 9,259. It's doing best of all, up 0.4%. Russell 2000 small cap index down 0.4% this morning. Gold is easing back a little bit from its pretty good run that it's had recently. Gold is at $1,653 per ounce this morning, but it's down $23 per share or per ounce today. Crude oil down 28 cents, $51.15 on crude oil. Silver down 54 cents to 1834, and that all-important bond market, 1.35 today. Wow. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where, as I said, the action turns this week to South Carolina. We have a Democratic primary vote on Saturday. There's a debate tonight in downtown Charleston at the Gay Yard Center, a very nice venue. There's no way to get a ticket. I would have liked to have gone just from a historical point of view to say I've been to a presidential debate, but tickets were anywhere from $3,000 on up to $10,000. And I thought, you know, that seat at home on my easy chair, not such a bad place to watch the debate. After all, it should be very, very interesting as it's getting down to crunch time right now. Now, why do I bring all of this up? Because it has a major impact on the future of the stock market, the future of the bond market, the future of the global economy. Major, major impact. I've never seen really an election with so many potential consequences that could really be disruptive to way that we invest. I did watch Bernie Sanders last night, his town hall, which was in downtown Charleston. No, I wasn't there. I watched it from TV. I would say the biggest problem Bernie has is math. You know, in very simple terms, the U.S. government takes in $3 trillion per year in taxes. $3 trillion per year. We spend right now $4 trillion per year, okay? So we're running a $1 trillion per year deficit. The Republicans have a difficult time with math. Also, are they teaching math anymore in high school? But get this, if you add up all of what Bernie Sanders is promising between Medicare for all, free tuition, forgiveness of all student debt, and just on and on and on. All the drugs you want for $200 a year, prescription drugs, and everything else that he has promised, it would add $10 trillion per year to government spending. So in other words, we wouldn't be taking in $3 trillion and spending $4 trillion. We'd be taking in $3 trillion and spending $14 trillion per year. And he handed last night to Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, who was the moderator of the town hall. He said, here's the paper. It's all paid for. Here's how we pay for it. Well, to go from $4 trillion a year in a federal budget of what we spend to $14 trillion per year, that's some tough math to work out there. Anyways, folks ought to know. I mean, you ought to do the math on what these candidates are saying. All right, well, let's get into the markets here. A little bit wobbly again here today. We do have a little bit of stability, however. Last night, at one point in time, the futures were up 250 points. But now there seems to be a spread of the coronavirus to Iran, of all places. Iran, apparently. It's got to be. I mean, how else would this disease be transported from China to Iran had somebody not visited Iran or China from Iran or come into contact with somebody along the way who had been to China? And the worry now is that Iran may not be as good at controlling this virus and keeping it within their borders as other countries might. And that's the worry today, as really the biggest worry is what's happening outside of China right now. So we continue to watch this whole situation. As I've said before, I don't think this is the death nail in the almost 11-year-old bull market, which will turn 11, by the way, next March, in early March. But I don't think it's a time to go in with guns blazing either into the market, buying everything in sight. I think there's a lot that still is unknown, and I think we'll continue to know more day by day. Well, for all of you that have been waiting for a dip, I always hear that. I'm waiting for a dip. And then that dip comes, and it seems then people are frozen and afraid to step forward, even though it's the dip that they've been waiting for. Well, yesterday was the worst day in 2 years. We rattled by contagion fears. The market did close on the low of the day. It was down 1,000 points. But if you look at that from a percentage point of view, I mean, that's nowhere near the 24% that the market was down back in, 1989. From a percentage view, the market was down about 3.5% yesterday. And we're starting to get more and more companies that are stepping forward and warning about the fallout from the coronavirus on their businesses. Europe got hit especially hard yesterday. It's interesting to see this thing show up in Italy, of all places. And Italy now has several confirmed deaths. The sixth person now has died in Italy. And that really, the European market was down 4% yesterday. And Italy was down about 6% yesterday. Well, in the U.S., we currently have just 53 people. So far in the U.S., it's not a problem at all. And most of the infections here in the U.S. came from that Diamond Princess cruise ship. They were evacuated here to the U.S., so they are contained in that cruise ship. 53 infections so far in the U.S. Overnight, the markets were pretty stable, actually, considering our market being down 1,000 points yesterday. Japan is really reeling right now. Not only are they feeling the impact of the coronavirus, but their economy took a 6% hit in the most recent quarter. It's not in recession yet. It would take 2 quarters in a row for Japan to go into recession. But it looks like Japan could be on the verge. of going into recession. Let's see. Hong Kong extends school closures till mid-April. Man, Hong Kong is another. Just been ravaged first by the protest in Hong Kong and now by the coronavirus. Hong Kong continues to struggle mightily. There's even been some talk of canceling the 2020 Olympics, which are to be held in Japan this summer. Well, there's a lot of stories here to talk about. Man, there's news just flowing in from everywhere. We'll try to disseminate as much as we can, and especially as it relates to individual stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, this has got to be deemed as fairly good news, at least the state of the spread of coronavirus in China. You've got Apple reopening a lot of their stores in China. I heard one analyst say, boy, if anybody should have a bead on what is taking place over there, Tim Cook. After an extended store closure, Apple is steadily reopening doors in China, Bloomberg reports. 29 of 42 locations are opening back up after a closure significant enough that Apple said it would prevent hitting its current quarter revenue target. And in fact, Apple was the first major store a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was last week, to actually warn on the impact of the coronavirus on their top line sales. Okay, so that's a good sign. 29 of 42 Apple stores are opening back up in China. Now let's check in on Apple stock here today. It obviously is going to impact Apple with their top-line revenue. That's going to impact their bottom-line earnings. Apple hit a high of 327 recently, and it's currently at about 300. So what is that? It's down about 7 or 8% from its high, but definitely a stock that has exposure to China, along with several others that are talking today about their coronavirus exposure. Yesterday, Gilead Sciences, G-I-L-D, that was a big winner from years back. They had some news on a potential antiviral drug. The problem is, it takes a while. These drugs aren't going to be rolled out tomorrow. It takes months, even up to a year, to get a drug candidate out there. So I wouldn't get too excited about any of these companies that all of a sudden have promising vaccines. Moderna is another one here today. That's actually one that I own a little bit of because they have other drugs in their pipeline that are kind of interesting. Moderna is up 11.7%. They shipped their first batch of vaccine against the novel coronavirus to U.S. government researchers to be used in a planned phase one study. You see, here's the problem. Okay, this is a batch of vaccine, but it has to go through the whole entire clinical trial process, and that takes a long time. But they did turn around this first batch pretty quickly, and it's out there for the U.S. government to start running tests on it. Another coronavirus stock, Co-Diagnostics, that's the Utah company. They have a test, a very accurate and quick test to determine whether or not somebody is infected. That one had a big day yesterday. It was up 28%. Today it's down 3.4%. CODX is a $4 stock, so I wouldn't get too excited there. And then we've got another one called CoCrystal, C-O-C-P. Let's see what it's doing today. It is up 75%. Okay, there's your coronavirus stock of the day. It entered into a license agreement with Kansas State University Research Foundation to further develop proprietary antiviral compounds for the treatment of norovirus and coronavirus. Well, I'm sure the cruise ships would be glad to have drugs like that, as they have been plagued here recently by norovirus in the past, and more recently, coronavirus. So the name of that stock is, or the symbol is COCP. It is up 75% right now. Another biotech, Lipocine. Okay, this is not coronavirus related. Let's see what Lipocine is doing today. It had a big day yesterday. It was up 38%. They have a new pill for oral delivery of testosterone. Okay, all right. It's down today, however, after the big jump yesterday. And then another Chinese stock, NIO, which makes electric cars. Okay, nothing to do with the China virus here. NIO soars in early trading after announcing that it is inked framework agreements with the city, Hefei City government to raise 10 billion won in new funds. This is a car maker that supposedly is going to be taking on Tesla in China. NIO is currently a $4.47 stock. Okay, oil continues to suffer. Matt, I'll tell you what, the energy sector just looks awful. Oil prices are severely depressed. Not only do you have all of the supply coming from the U.S., especially out of Texas and the Williston Basin, etc., but you've got demand way down in China. And they're going crazy at OPEC trying to figure out what to do. They say they have not run out of ideas, but crude is currently in a pretty bad bear market, and there doesn't seem to be any hope on the horizon. In fact, yesterday when I went through all of the inverse ETFs that you could possibly use as hedges in a portfolio here, there's one three times inverse, the energy sector. That's one of the top-ranked inverse ETFs right now. Gold's cooling off a little bit. Gold neared a test yesterday of 1,700, and now it's backing off. Gold continues to be pretty dang volatile. Not sure why gold is reacting to the virus. I think gold is more or less looking at more of the inflation possibilities of a Bernie Sanders presidency and what it would do to the U.S. dollar and inflation. Companies under a cloud. Well, Boeing got their first order of 2020. Here we are, clear in February the 25th. And Boeing gets their first order of the year. ANA Holdings is buying 15 more Boeing Dreamliners worth $5 billion at list price. Let's take a look at Boeing stock here today. That is not a very good chart. Boeing is still in a downtrend. It tried to reverse into an uptrend, and then along came coronavirus, and Boeing is once again sliding in a downtrend. Mallinckrodt. Why are they in the news? Well, they settled, apparently, their global opioid issue, and that stock right now is up 31%, big winner of the day, Mallinckrodt, after settling their opioid issue. This is Bill Gunderson. A lot of stocks in the news today. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I was talking about the technical levels in the market yesterday. They're being tested right now. I said S&P 3200 is the support level, and it just hit 3,200. So it's holding so far, but that definitely is something to watch, because if the markets do break, these important indexes do break those technical levels, there could be further downside. Yesterday I saw very little technical damage to the market. The emotional damage was pretty significant, obviously, with the 1,000-point drop and headlines running, you know, from the time the market closed till we went to bed last night. And but the technical damage was very little. I saw a lot of the leading stocks, the growth stocks, the better growth stocks in the market, I saw them actually get bought on the way down. I saw them not close on their lows of the day, but I saw buying come into those stocks. Now, whether that keeps up or not, one day does not a trend make. But that's what I observed yesterday as I looked at way more charts than I normally do. Oh, I normally look at about 500 or 600 a day. I probably looked at well over 1,000 yesterday. And I saw the pattern that I saw where the good stocks were being bought after the initial plunge yesterday. And we'll have to see. I have not looked at that many charts here so far today. We got to wait and see where the market settles down here. It's all over the place right now. Well, there haven't been any IPOs lately. The coronavirus is putting IPOs on hold right now. Several were due to come out. But it would not be a good time to float a initial public offering at the current time. United Airlines pulls its full-year guidance on coronavirus uncertainty. Yeah, I got to believe that the airline industry, anything in the travel industry, the cruise ship, hotels, anything travel-related, but especially the airlines, they're right in harm's way here with this coronavirus. They're withdrawing all 2020 guidance due to the coronavirus, which should not be surprising. Kind of a surprising stock does warn, however, MasterCard. Well, they do business in China. There's less transactions taking place. MasterCard sees a hit to revenue growth from the coronavirus. I continue to own MasterCard. MasterCard's down 3%, 3.1% today. MasterCard also has a CEO change at the top today, as they, which has kind of been in the works as part of their succession plan. Wolverine Worldwide, they make shoes. They are telling that China is about 20% of their business, and they will feel some impact from the coronavirus. I noticed yesterday that Nike was hit a little harder than the average stock. They have quite a bit of coronavirus exposure. The other sector that got hit really hard yesterday was the automobile sector, where the supply chain has been interrupted greatly. The semiconductor sector is still in harm's way, and you know, anything hardware-related in the computer sector. Well, we do have some news in the retail sector. Amazon Go Grocery opens in Seattle. This is the long-awaited store, which is cashierless. So if you're in Seattle, near the Capitol Hill neighborhood, you can drop in to their new 10,400-square-foot location. It's been 5 years in the making. It will stock roughly 5,000 items, including fresh produce, meats, bakery, treats, and alcohol. It'll incorporate the same technology found in 24 or so Amazon Go locations and will source some items similar to Whole Foods. Well, you walk in there, and it's completely cashierless. That's the new Amazon Go concept, opening today in Seattle. Macy's reports earnings. Well, there's a lot of people calling Macy's a terminal case. You know, Macy's is now a $14.98 stock. Macy's back in 2015 was a $73 stock. Macy's still operates 867 department stores in 43 states, but prospects not looking very good for the department store Macy's. That's why I combined that with the Amazon story, as it would seem to me that Amazon is the flip side of this 45 record called Macy's right now. Macy's did beat earnings, but I would say critical condition. Dillard's, yeah, they're hanging in there a little bit better than Macy's. Dillard's had a little bit better report. Dillard's, let's see, DDS is currently doing better than Macy's. They're still a $1.4 billion company, hanging out at $58 per share. But Dillard's was what at one time $144 per share, clear down to $58. The stock up 21 cents today after their earnings report. Cracker Barrel beats by 15 cents. Well, they shouldn't have too much fallout from coronavirus with just 53 cases here in the U.S. Cracker Barrel up 1% today. Bad earnings from Shake Shack. That stock getting hit pretty hard today. Home prices come in a little bit softer than hoped for in December. Now, here's a good sign. Home Depot, which I think is a very much a bellwether stock on the U.S. economy. Home Depot stock hit a new all-time high just 3 days ago. Home Depot stock is a winner today. Home Depot up $3.25 or 1.4%. Home Depot beat earnings by 17 cents. Their revenue was in line, and they had a very nice comparable store sales increase of 5.2%. Let's see, what else do we have? A few other building-related stocks. That seems to be a pretty strong industry still. I know around here in these parts, I talk to a lot of people that are in the trades, whether it be remodeling, painters, framers, wallboard, plumbing, electricians. They all tell me to a person that they are so busy they cannot keep up with the demand. And that is also showing up in a lot of these home construction stocks. The big loser of the day in earnings, Palo Alto Networks, which is a PANW, is a computer software cybersecurity stock. Man, it's getting whacked today. I have no exposure to that stock. In fact, I had somebody that transferred that stock to me. I sold it yesterday, so they ought to be happy. That stock's down 16%. I did not like the way the chart looked, and I did not like the way that the stock was behaving. That's another thing that I do. When you transfer an account to me, many times your portfolio comes over as is. In fact, most times. So whatever you own, wherever you're at now, all of those positions transfer over to me. To us here at Gunderson Capital, they're held at TD Ameritrade, which could be Schwab someday. And you will then I see those stocks. They're on my radar screen. They go on my daily watch list. That's a list of stocks that I look at every single day. Everything that I own here at my firm, our firm. And like I say, if you transfer in stocks to me, it gets on my daily watch list. Sometimes I hold them for quite some time. I've had a lot of stocks here that they're doing well. They're not one of my best stocks now. But when I think the time is appropriate, I will cut them and replace them with one of my stocks. So it just, you know, it's a day-to-day process. It's keeps me busy, obviously. Well, the boys are in Minnesota today. They're in Minneapolis at our satellite office on France Avenue in Bloomington. I don't know what their schedule. I know they're pretty full up today. maybe Thursday you might be able to squeeze in an appointment with them. You can reach us at 855-611-BESS or GundersonCapital.com. Okay, when we come back, I got a pretty good featured stock of the day here to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. To the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, still a lot of unknowns out there in the market surrounding this coronavirus. The new bit of news, I guess, today that is impacting the market is the spread to Iran, of all places, and the fear that Iran won't be able to control the spread of the disease. Right now, 53 cases in the U.S. is all, not impacting us too much, but definitely impacting trade between us and our trade partners that are impacted, especially China, by the coronavirus. And several companies have warned today, not a lot, however. I still think it's way too early, because this thing continues to morph and spread and end up in places they didn't think it would. And there's just too many question marks right now to really get a handle on it. I don't see this as the end of the 11-year-plus bull market. Where will the outfall from the coronavirus start to show up as far as the market is concerned? Well, we'll start to see the S&P 500 earnings picture start to deteriorate. That's not happening yet. But then again, it's way, way too early for companies to really assess any kind of earnings damage right now to the markets. All right, well, my featured stock of the day is one of the best stocks I've ever owned, believe it or not. I've owned a lot of good stocks in my life. This is one of the better ones. They did report earnings yesterday. I don't see how they will really be impacted by coronavirus at all. I own this stock in my dividend and income portfolio because not only do they pay a dividend, but they also have been growing their earnings at a rate of 17% per year over the last 5 years. Very good for a dividend-paying stock. It's not a big, fat dividend. It's 1.5%, but you add in that growth of earnings, and now you have a very good chance of capital appreciation on top of that dividend. Okay, that's what I'm looking for, total return. The company, which I have not named yet, headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts. The name of the company, American Tower. Oh, they own towers. Exciting business, right? Symbol AMT. Well, what is affixed to those towers? Cellular transmitters. It's actually a REIT. AMT is a REIT that owns cellular towers used by wireless service providers and TV and broadcast companies. Well, you know what? You got to get your signal up in the air in order for it to travel. There's very few dead spots in our country today with cellular. Remember all the dead spots we used to have? You'd go down a dip in the highway and all of a sudden you'd lose your call. Well, because of companies like American Tower and Crown Castle and several other of the tower companies, there are very few dead spots in the country today. American Tower is hitting almost, not quite, its all-time high is $258 per share. It's at $249 right now. But here's the results that American Tower has put up for investors over the years. Over the last 10 years, an investor in AMT has received an average return, total return, of 21% per year. 21% per year, while the market has delivered 11% per year. Okay, that difference between 21 and 11 is called alpha. That's excess return over the market return. And American Tower has delivered a lot of that. Over the last 5 years, American Tower has delivered 23% per year, while the market's delivered 8.9%. Over the last 3 years, American Tower has delivered 34% per year total return to investors. The market 11%. And over the last 12 months, the beat goes on. American Tower's up 41%, while the market is up 15.5%. That's why I call it one of the best stocks that I've ever owned. Now, from a valuation point of view, I can still make a good case for the stock. They currently, I have a 5-year target price that gives it significant upside potential still over the next 5 years. And I've got the stock currently ranked at number 23 out of 5,542 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database. And it is a stock I own in my dividend and growth portfolio, which has done very, very well. Well, what else do I own in my portfolios? I publish them every single week in my client/live trading newsletter for the whole world to see. You can get 2 free weeks of my newsletter. And I also give my macro outlook. Who knows? Maybe eventually we'll get some deterioration to earnings projections here. And maybe I will give out a sell signal on the market at some point in the coming weeks. This bull is 11 years long now, long in the tooth. I've been right about the market for the last 11 years, and every single week I put out my current macro outlook about the market. I am a market timer. I am not a permabull. But having said that, I've been in the market since 2009 with my buy signal on the market. But at some point in time, it's inevitable that I will give out a sell signal on the market. And at that time, I believe that it will not be prudent to have heavy exposure, make very little exposure to individual stocks or equities. And we'll look elsewhere, either cash, we'll look at bonds. The bond market did very well during the last bear. I currently have a bond fund that was up double digits last year. You hold those to maturity, you get your principal back at the end. That's not a bad deal. I like them much, much better to all these alternative investments that are touted by the commission brokerage world. And there's also the inverse funds. If things get really out of hand, they go up when the market goes down. So, you know what? I believe in being active. The world is not passive. It is anything but passive. It's very active. So to get in touch with us, sample the newsletter, make an appointment with us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.